the news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
President Biden is out pushing the benefits of his new American Jobs Act, the $2 trillion plus infrastructure and jobs plan. On Wednesday, he said that he would consider reducing the corporate tax hike he's proposing to pay for the plan, but he added that doing nothing was not an option.
Debate is welcome. Compromise is inevitable. Changes are certain. In the next few weeks, the Vice President and I will be meeting with Republicans and Democrats to hear from everyone. And we'll be listening. We'll be open to good ideas and good faith negotiations. But here's what we won't be open to. We will not be open to doing nothing. Inaction simply is not an option.
Republicans oppose Biden's call for raising the corporate tax rate to 28% from the 21% established in the former guy's 2017 tax cuts. Biden said that he'd invite Republican lawmakers to the White House to discuss the proposal, which calls for building roads and bridges, expanding broadband internet access, caring for the elderly, building high-speed rail, and other projects over 8 years. But there's always one. Yeah, and it's usually Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia. The most Republican member of the Senate Democratic Caucus wrote a Washington Post op-ed piece on Wednesday in which he once again stated that he would not consider voting to get rid of the filibuster. Quote, "There is no circumstance in which I will vote to eliminate or weaken the filibuster. The time has come to end these political games and to usher a new era of bipartisanship where we find common ground on the major policy debates facing our nation. I want some of what he's smoking." Anyway, Manchin's position represents a setback for Democrats hoping to help President Biden push parts of his agenda through Congress over Republican opposition. It's a 50-50 Congress, though Democrats do hold a majority with their 50 votes and Vice President Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote. But most legislation still, ridiculously, requires 60 votes to get past a filibuster. There was another mass shooting on Wednesday. This time, a doctor, his wife, and their 5 and 9-year-old granddaughters were among the 5 people who were shot and killed at a South Carolina home. The 5th murdered victim was a person working in the home. A 6th victim was taken to a local hospital. A suspect was found at a nearby home. It obviously wasn't planned this way, but President Biden is today announcing his plans for executive actions on curbing gun violence. Those include ordering the Justice Department to move toward requiring background checks on buyers of homemade or makeshift ghost guns and regulating concealed assault-style weapons. He's also directing the Justice Department to draft a new rule regulating a device that, once placed on a pistol, turns it into a short-barreled rifle. DOJ will also craft a template for states to enact red flag laws. Other actions include a directive to the Justice Department to issue a report on gun trafficking and an order for more funding of community violence intervention programs. Biden has been under pressure to address gun violence, something he had promised to do in his first day in office. More than 100 House Democrats last week urged him to address concealed assault-style firearms like the one recently used in a Colorado rampage that left 10 people dead. In related news, the president is also announcing his nomination of David Chipman as director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Chapman is a veteran ATF special agent who for 5 years has served as senior policy advisor at Giffords. ATF is a key agency in the fight against gun violence that's gone without a permanent director for 6 years. In COVID news, it's one step up, two steps back. The European Medicines Agency concluded on Wednesday that the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine is linked to blood clots in rare instances, but they say the benefits of the vaccine outweigh the risks. The EMA's executive director, Immer Cook, said it is saving lives. Several countries previously paused or restricted their use of the AstraZeneca vaccine after a few cases of blood clots were reported, largely among younger people. UK regulators said Wednesday that they would recommend that people under 30 receive other vaccines. Meanwhile, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said Wednesday that the highly infectious UK variant is now the dominant version of COVID-19 here in the U.S. The announcement stoked fears of a looming fourth wave of the pandemic in the United States. Public officials warned in January that the B.1.1.7 variant that surged in Britain late last year could become the dominant source of new infections in the U.S. The number of new deaths here has continued to decline since a winter surge as more people are vaccinated. But Walensky said on Wednesday that 52 of the CDC's 65 jurisdictions are reporting cases of the new variants of concern. When President Biden took office, he reopened the Affordable Care Act health care exchanges to allow Americans to sign up for health coverage, especially as so many have lost insurance with the loss of their jobs due to the pandemic. Well, more than 500,000 Americans have signed up for coverage on healthcare.gov between mid-February and the end of March. And thanks to the American Rescue Plan, there are increased subsidies. So now more than 6 million people will be able to find health plans that won't cost them anything in premiums. Even if you already have an insurance plan through the Affordable Care Act, now is the time to go back into the exchange and resubmit your application. Click on Report a Life Change and just go through and resubmit the application, and your premium will be lowered. It's worth a shot. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.